time to talk design. Design Duo brought to you by Gunji and Hashadewa.
Hello, Gunji. How are you?
Hello, Hasha.
We are going to start another chit chat on design.
Yes. Yes. What are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, I have this question. A lot of people are asking this. So we are working with limited resources, right? Especially limited time. So you always have a deadline, and you always have some amount of time that you have to work with. So how do you actually design? As a designer, how do you actually design faster? Is there a way to do things faster than you normally can do?
Mm. Yeah. I think that's a very good question and a topic. Because if you are producing something taking, let's say, 1 year, if you are producing something great by spending 1 year, and if you are producing something like maybe half great in 1 week, what would you go for?
Of course, half great.
Yes, I mean, obviously.
Half baked, half can great.
Yes. If you can do something quickly and reach maybe not greatness, maybe a certain level of goodness, then you can, if you spend a whole year iterating on it, ultimately you will reach, or you will never reach greatness. That's a myth. But ultimately you will do something really good. So I think that's why everyone is now trying to speed things up in different ways. I mean, if you look at the software industry, we try to automate testing. We try to incorporate DevOps into your development processes. So we're always trying to make things move faster.
Mm.
That means you try to do something at a very short time. So how does this mentality, or how does this mindset can be incorporated into design? Yeah. So I have seen that people are trying things out lately a lot to make designing go faster or design faster together. So one of the main things that we are trying out to make things faster is to eliminate waste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a lot.
Yes. So if you take a design process, sometimes there's a lot of things that you do just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
So they say that you need to draw this diagram, and you need to draw this diagram, you need to document things in this way. So there's a lot of things that we try to practice just to look good and just to show others that, okay, we are doing something.
Really just great. To follow the process.
Exactly. Just to follow the process. So you have to first eliminate those things. If you want to do something faster, you need to figure out, okay, what is the bare minimum, or what is the required things to do, and you need to do them only focus on them and get it done. You don't do anything else. If a use case diagram is not needed for your design, just forget about it. And if your prototype is not needed, then forget about the prototype. Maybe a verbal validation would work for you. So whatever that is working, you need to keep doing it. Whatever that is not working, you need to eliminate them. So that way you can cut off a lot of time from your normal design process. So
I was going to ask you. So when you are working in a team, when you're working at a company, usually you are in a certain process, right? Design process or way of working, can be agile or anything. So basically someone else has told you, this is how you work. You have to work. These are the things that we do usually. So it's usually you're expected to follow the same, or maybe nobody's expecting you to follow the same, but you are just following because others do it.
Yeah.
So that's where I think waste happens, because everyone's trying to follow guidelines or follow others. Mm. So as a designer, like you said, I think it's important that now I realize after you said that I have to relook at my workflow, what my team's workflow, and maybe we are adding a lot of waste. Maybe maybe we can reduce something from that list.
Yeah. It depends on your domain as well. Let's say that you are working, you are building a system for CIA or FBI or NASA. Then maybe you need to follow this process and you need to create these documents while you design.
Yeah.
So it depends on the domain. I'm not saying that go into a CIA and build a software for them and forget about documentation, then you will be fired.
True.
So eliminate waste. So you need to identify what is waste and what is not. So in that kind of setting also, there could be some things that you can eliminate and there could be some things that you need to do. So you need to first differentiate between waste and what is useful.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
So, but I can guarantee if you, in any domain, you can find some waste in your design process. That's guaranteed.
Yeah. So in that case, okay, so when we eliminate waste, sometimes you may save some time. Maybe you can do something else at that time, productive.
Yeah.
So what else are there like in terms of saving time?
Yeah, one thing that we are trying out these days at work mainly is to share the work as much as possible, because we have this we have this problem, like we have a limited number of designers in the organization, and we have to utilize that skill, the UX design skill or design skill. We have to utilize as ultimate level as possible.
Yeah.
So. What we are trying out now is to share the work. If you have only one design in the team, share the UX or the design skill with the other non-design members in the team.
Okay.
So let's say you are building a prototype and you need screenshots. So I'm taking a very obvious or a very basic example.
Yeah.
So as you might also have felt, finding screenshots is one of the most time-consuming work for a designer, I would say. It's not about building the prototype or stitching the screens together, but finding the content is the most time-consuming thing. So just ask for help from someone else in the team, maybe a developer, engineer, tester, or product manager, scrum master. Just get them involved and tell them what you need. Okay, I need to meet this target. But if I spend time on this area, I cannot meet the target. So I need help. You should be very honestly and openly ask for help. So that's one way of making it faster.
That's true. Yeah.
So, and then we have tried it out. Actually, I have first-hand experience on this very recently. So some work that we predicted that would take months, we could do it within weeks or days, because we shared the work among people without considering the role or their job role.
Speciality, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a very effective way.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I think we have done the same, but not always. But I think it's time for us to relook at what we are doing and see whether any role can be distributed. It's not like you're trying to step into other people's shoes or other people's work, but it's like what is the best case scenario, what is the best configuration in a team that you can use to achieve the best result, right? Within the shortest amount of time. Some people may not like this idea because I think it comes to the culture of the company and also the way of working, individual way of working. Some people don't like to open up and let others do their job. Some people think that it's bad. Some people think that it's intimidating. So there can be exactly like that. But like you said, I think it's very important that we need to be open and we need to think as a team, not as a person. If I'm a UX person or if I'm a developer, if I think that it's only me that who should do everything in my job role, that's wrong, right? We have to go for a call. Yeah, that's very, very eye-opening. I have to go back and think again.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
What
this
else?
Is I mean, this is very mm-hmm. common in team sports. I mean, in any team yeah. sport, you are battling out with time. So you have mm-hmm. you have the clock running out, and you need to score more than the other team does within a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
So then when you are playing a sport, then you won't care whether you are a fullback or a second row or a flanker.
Yeah.
You will do whatever it takes to win. So
exactly.
Sometimes even if you're not a kicker, if you get the ball, then if the context is right, you will kick.
Yeah.
Just to score and make your team win. So I think we have to look at everything like a team sport here.
Exactly. I agree. So, yeah, you have to stop thinking about what is your role and what you should do, but what is my team going to achieve and what can I do for that?
Yeah.
That kind of mentality. Yeah, that's really good. What else, Ganji? Anything else in that line?
Yeah, I think so. If you eliminate waste and if you share work, you can like tremendously increase the speed of your design process or design.
Mm.
And but the most fascinating thing that that works for me is to be lazy. So as a designer,
cool.
Very carefully listen to this.
Yeah.
As a designer, you need to be very, very lazy.
Mm.
You need to be extremely lazy to get things done. So
that's interesting.
Because let's say that you want to validate some assumptions that you have in your design. So that's the most obvious choice would be to build a prototype.
Yeah.
So when building a prototype, let's take Figma for an example. You can build the prototype very nicely as an artifact that you will totally maintain until the project ends. You can create components, then you can reuse the components, and then add some, what do you call them, add the instances of the component, and likewise you can
build
do
it
in a very complex way.
Yeah, that is how we do.
Yeah, so then it will, I mean, if you're not using a design system from the organization, then it is a very time-consuming task.
Yeah, of course.
But the same thing can be done. I mean, if you are thinking about the prototype, okay, I just need this to validate this assumption. After validating the assumption, I'm going to throw this away.
Yeah.
So if you have that mindset, you will try to figure out, okay, what is the most or what is the easiest way of validating this assumption? Just patch it up. Just patch some layers on top of each other. Just add patches. Add some text on the prototype on the top layer without thinking about components. So just focus on what you need to do. What is the most easiest way of getting it done, and then do it. Don't think about maintainability when you are just after validating the assumption. I mean, no one cares how good your prototype works or how good your prototype looks.
True. Yeah.
The learning is the outcome that you are expecting. So
that's
be lazy, and then you will automatically figure out how to do things in an easier way than you are doing it now.
Yeah.
So
that's
be lazy. Really be lazy, Harsha. Be lazy.
Yeah. I think I'm lazy enough. but that's a really good point, because why we say to be lazy is that if you are lazy, you will not try to perfect everything, right? Because the bad side of perfecting something in today's world, in agile or in this product design context where you don't have much time, is that when you try to perfect something, it takes a lot of time for very minor things, like how should we place this button, or change the color of all the borders, which will take one day or something like that. Maybe change the theme or something. So like Ganji said, if you are lazy, you don't want to do that, and you don't want to spend time doing minor things. You just find a different way, right? We are not saying be lazy, go home and sleep. Lazy, find a shortcut, do the thing, and then maybe you'll find a way to fix that, or maybe redo it later when you get your designs approved, or when you are sure that you have to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, they say that you need to make it reach perfection, and you will spend 1 month doing the design and get it out there, and ultimately it will fail, and then you have to again redo it for 1 month. But you can do the same thing. Okay, I have this rough design, and I'll put it out there in a week.
Yeah,
and then get the feedback, and you have 4 iterations and within a month. So
yeah,
that works. That works better than trying to aim for perfection.
That's really good. So what is the first one?
Eliminate waste.
Eliminate waste. 2.
Share work.
3. Be lazy.
And be lazy.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's our wisdom for today then.
Yes. Have a great
day. It's evening for me.
See you again. Yeah. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. See you again in another episode.